This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
In the foothills of Vermont, artists are given the space, support, and resources to really push limits and think beyond the stage, the dance floor, and the gallery. The Vermont Performance Lab promotes and encourages progressive artists and engages the local community to witness those diverse works at the Progressive Performance Festival, coming up Labor Day weekend in Brattleboro. Sarah Coffey is Artistic Director at the Performance Lab and Festival Organizer, and she joins me now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mary.
Let's talk about the Vermont Performance Lab. What exactly is it?
Well, we like to call ourselves an incubator. We're an incubator for new work in contemporary dance, theater, and music. And what that looks like is that sometimes during the year, we're a laboratory and where research and development is going on inside a studio and in our community. And then at various times throughout the year, we pop up and have these public moments, like the Progressive Performance Festival, which includes work by artists that have been working in our lab over the last year or so.
And what's the Progressive Performance Festival look like?
The work that we present are by artists who are really pushing the boundaries in music and dance and theater. So we produce works and present works in galleries, theaters, and through unusual locations in Brattleboro. The idea is that we hope that the artists will be introducing ideas and commentaries about the place and world that we're living in, and invite audiences to engage with them in kind of unusual ways, like beyond sitting in a seat in the theater.
And I understand that many of the performances are based around societal issues.
We've been working over the last 2 years with performance artist and theater maker Carmelita Tropicana. She was part of the LGBTQ feminist movement in downtown New York in the 80s. And she's Cuban-American, and she's always been interested in issues of immigration and race and queerness. And she uses humor in a really fantastic way to get at some serious issues. So she's just one of the artists that we're working with. You know, I'm compelled as the artistic director to bring a diversity of points of view into our festival, which I hope will resonate with people who are living in our community. And there's so much going on in the world these days that I feel like artists also bring these sophisticated or complex questions into their work, and they're able to address it in a more nuanced way. They don't oversimplify it.
Do you get the sense that Vermont is hungry for progressive and more diverse art?
We've been building our audiences, and there's a really amazing kind of curiosity among Vermonters for more unconventional experimental performance work. And so there's a lot of excitement. There's a nice buzz around the festival this year. I think people are curious, and I think people have learned to not be scared by the word progressive performance. In Brattleboro and in this area, we do have, you know, 20-somethings returning to this area. And I think in the past, many of those people have sought out activities in bigger cities or living in bigger cities. But I think the people here are incredibly inquisitive and open, and that's why I love working here and bringing artists to this area.
What is the benefit for Vermont to have better access to progressive expression like this?
I feel like because we're offering these artists a place to incubate the work, the benefit that we get is we get to have kind of these big city type projects here in Brattleboro. And in the process, I think these artists, like, without exception, they fall in love with Southern Vermont. And we do all sorts of things to engage our community around an artist's research. So sometimes people in our community will be participants or co-creators with the artists. Sometimes they'll be sources for, you know, collaborators on research. And we also like to have, you know, people eat together and talk together and converse to kind of demystify, you know, the creative process. And so I think what we have is we've built this network and a community of people who are really excited about artists coming and being here. The small scale of our communities allows for people to kind of wrap their arms around projects and artists.
And what's been your outreach to the folks who maybe wouldn't be the first in line to see a progressive performance?
As the lab has evolved over the last 9 years, you know, we have elementary school kids and teenagers and adults and 80-year-old people who have been involved in our projects in various ways. So I think engaging people in the work as it's being developed has helped us build an audience. And then so when it gets to the point where we're inviting people into a theater or to participate as an audience, we've been cultivating those folks. So that's what we aspire to do. By seeing the kinds of different kinds of people who are in our audience, I think we're doing it.
Sarah, thanks so much for telling us more about the Vermont Performance Lab and the Progressive Performance Festival.
Thank you so much.
That's Sarah Coffey, the artistic director at the Vermont Performance Lab and festival organizer for the Progressive Performance Festival. Find out more details at vpr.net.